Doctor, you need to look at this. The subject's brain seems to be completely transformed.
We have lost control of the subject's mind.
Focus. Focus now. Pay attention.
To understand, is to transform.
You are listening to Profound Whatever Podcast Network. A raw form audio excursion into the culture of the human heart and mind.
What we are trying in all these discussions and talks here is to see if we cannot radically bring about a transformation of the mind.
You are listening to Profound Whatever Podcast Network.
We are cultivating comfortable, radical communication, gathering the signals of humans' being and reverberating it back to the human heart, looking for a divine spark. This is Culture Catalyst Cast. Raw Relics Review. Episode 03, featuring Ore, the street poet from inner and outer space. Here we are, in this moment, right now, with the living, breathing poet, the oracle, the ore, the transient word, the poetograph, the neo-scribe, the one and only. And we're here to understand the methods to your beautiful expressions. I met you through words, and I met you again through words, and we sustained our relationship through words, and I have been inspired by all the words that you have gifted throughout our tenure as friends. Your raw relics are nothing short of truly inspirational and tender to the human spirit. And thank you for being here with us on Culture Catalyst Cast and sending signals of your beautiful craft out into the ether to help us find the others. Thank you for being a Culture Catalyst.
Wow, what an intro. Thanks, bro. You touched my heart to hear all that. I've been writing for, my first poem that I remember officially writing is when I was 8 years old. I'm 39 now. So, you can do the math. My first poem actually, was in 5 minutes of free time in second grade, and I made my teacher proud because she could retire the next year knowing that one of her students won the writing competition, like school-wide. I won the grand prize, so that was pretty awesome.
Beautiful. So that in a way was a sort of a catalyst for you to know that you had something shiny within you when it came to expressing things through the written word.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Is this ocean sound, by the way, distracting? Can you hear this like fuzziness? in the background.
Whether it's an ocean or not, I like it, and I'm sure it'll fit well amongst the ambience and the storytelling that will occur over top of these words we speak. What draws you to writing besides that experience and the realization that you were good at it?
Well, something that came to mind when I was referring to that first experience writing that poem is that something that has carried with me to this day is the synchronicity factor and just being in the moment and being able to kind of condense or distill some simple truth out of complex, observations or things from the environment. My poem was actually about the seasons, just the transitions, and it was rare that I had that 5 minutes of time, and I didn't even know what to do with it. My teacher gave me a little direction because I asked her what I should do at that time, and she suggested writing a poem, and I just did it in the moment right then and there, and little did I know, all the way, that was in 1989, and then little did I know all the way in 2014, when I'm in my 30s, would I start this project, going out and making poems in the moment for random people.
Oh man, that's beautiful. I love that. I love the way that it stuck with you, and I love being able to experience that. Communication is so powerful in its own sense of what it is. Not only just word, you know, language, but how powerful it is. Right now we're communicating through this device, and you're on another side of the country than I am, and we're communicating and able to speak about these words. And before I get into this story about this project that you're on now, I was wondering maybe if you had something to read.
Yeah, I guess that would be a good segue into reading some poems that I've made for such random people. This first poem that I just came across randomly, I would like to read. It's also posted on my Instagram page at @orcards_cards.
That would be beautiful. So these are some of your expressions through this medium that you've been doing since 2014.
Yeah, that's right. And the first poem that I'd like to share, I wrote when I was in Cannon Beach, Oregon, which is a coast town. And I was there last summer with my typewriter sitting on the ground outside the library that was closed, and lots of people were passing me by, and it was one of those days where people weren't really noticing me, and I was sitting there for a few hours, and I guess I finally just got tired of sitting there, and so I decided to make it worth my time and write a poem that I had these priority mail stickers from the post office. So I typed a poem on that about the experience I was having. And then I stuck the sticker on the outside of the library for anyone who might notice it. and I took a picture of it, and so I'm reading from that. A colorful, fuzzy blanket harboring a sexy street poet once was here, on this spot, on the stone patio, outside a closed library, like many things, bugs, pine needles, crumpled trash. We are here only for a while, before something like the sea breeze moves us on away.
Oh, beautiful, man. So that was on the mailing sticker that you had described, and you left that there in the building?
Yeah, the outside of the building was this weathered gray wood, and I adhered the poem to that. That was kind of, I think it might have been covered, but not really. So it was kind of exposed to the elements, and it was one of those things that I didn't know if anyone would notice or not.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. I like that, because the nature of your poetry is like, you know, in your project that you are, you know, that you're getting into or that you've been into, really exemplifies that fleeting nature of the moment. It's always present, you know, and I like how simply vivid your poems can be sometimes in those little short snippets. And I've seen many of people react to them. And in fact, learning from your craft, I've been able to develop that skill that I had within myself and put it towards, you know, the public more. And then there's something to be said about it, you know, especially poetry. But you're truly a raw relic, and you leave raw relics wherever you go. And it's a beautiful thing. And that poem is a clear example of that. And so can you tell us a little bit more about this project that you're undergoing currently?
Yeah, you bring to mind that first and foremost, this is a spiritual practice for me. And I'm deeply influenced by my quest for truth and my experience with Zen meditation and Taoism. When I first read the Tao Te Ching attributed to Lao Tzu, I felt like I could have written that. And like it really resonated with me more than any other spiritual text. And it's all about going with the flow and being in the moment.
Well, and those readings inspired the way that you developed this project and developed your poetry, so to speak. So do you feel like that the way, like, so I like what you were saying about trying to make other people right and other people wrong, but in your touching on the basis of your paradox statement, and I really like that, because it's based in understanding. And so you're saying that you tried to use that poetry as well as a way to vividly express that non-duality and also sameness within each other.
Yeah, well said. That's a good word, non-duality, which is a Taoist concept, right? And so things don't have to be... The idea of paradox, what that means is things that seem contradictory on the surface are actually not contradictory. Somehow, you know, we live in a quantum world as well as a cosmic macro world of solid objects in order and where everything comes together, but we're born of chaos, you know, so we have the devil and God within us, you know, the yin and the yang, the negative and positive, all shades of gray, things in, you know, the mainstream society that I grew up with is very polarized and dualistic, right, and really oversimplified. I think about, I chose to give my time and energy to thinking deeply about the meaning of life, you know, over and over again, right? Like, I guess most people probably do, but, and I never think that my way of thinking is better or worse, but I am patient with myself and with the moment, and realize I learned to love myself as sort of having that witness consciousness, if that makes sense, of being able to see myself through God's eyes, so to speak, and that I have the same qualities as every aspect of the universe. I have that divinity within me, and I have the ability to create and to destroy. And it's about, you know, cultivating that that balance, and being patient with myself, and not being identified or attached to fleeting thoughts. I've noticed in the course of making poems for others that even before I started this project, I've noticed actually that in like writing letters to people, that the, and I'm sure you've probably noticed this as well, that, excuse me, the person that I'm writing for is influencing the poetry itself. You know, it's like the energy dynamic. I don't know if it's an unconscious energetic thing, but it's this phenomenon where I notice that the space and the space influences the art, but also the person that I'm writing for, their energy.
Definitely the third man, so to speak, the other instrument. Definitely harbors influence, again, in that subjective realm, and then in our desire to be objective as well, as an expression of art through our subjectivity, hoping that when we make a connection, that it is in that reflection that gives us comfort, knowing we're not crazy or alone in these feelings, thoughts, or motions of the mind. And perhaps that's what makes a raw relic for somebody. That's what makes something repeatable. Perhaps that's what makes a specific song or a poem so profound that no matter when you hear it, it always strikes something emotional within you. Is there a rhyme or a reason to that, besides the fact that we're all part of this same thing, with different perspectives each, needing to speak about it and let that reverberate, therefore back and forth between us both, to make something anew, to confirm what we thought we knew, but weren't sure until we let it out.
Those are very good questions. Well, I guess the typewriter idea came, my sister gave me my first typewriter. I had an electric one in high school, but that's not when my project began. My sister, I just knew that I had been entertaining this idea of being a street poet.
Now, was the typewriter an influence on your craft, or how, like, the transient nature of it, or how did that instrument come about, or how did it affect, you know, what you're doing, the style of it?
To the question of what role does the typewriter play in the craft or the art, and as a street art, I had known that it was already an instrument used by many poets to do a similar thing. I knew that I wasn't, you know, inventing it myself. I was kind of falling into a tradition. So there was that, and then my sister knew that I wanted to do that, and so one time I came back home to St. Louis, Missouri, where where I am now, from the West Coast, and it was winter 2013, and I had this baby blue typewriter sitting on my bed in my, you know, in my old bedroom where I'm at now, actually. And it just needed minor repair and a ribbon, and I sat with it all winter long, and then I was told by, I think my sister's boyfriend mentioned that there was this free store event going on. It was in March in 2014. It was a harsh winter that year here. Winters can be pretty harsh, and so that was the first day that it was actually tolerable for me to get out of my hibernation mode and go out in the city. And I thought, you know, what can I offer and bring my typewriter? And I mustered up the courage to bring it, and I sat in the back of the this place called Blank Space, which was a radical space where they had concerts and a bar, an old dance hall. But they were using it, like I said, for this free store. People brought all kinds of toys and records and books and furniture and clothing that was free for the taking, and for you know, to inspire the gift economy, which I'm all about. And so it was a huge success, and I actually have a best friend who's an artist to this day from that moment, from making, just walking up to her and asking her if she would like me to make her a poem. And I left my email on the back, and so she contacted me, told me to meet her while she was making a mural, her first mural in St. Louis, and we connected. And so that's when I knew it was, this was something to pursue.
It's a beautiful thing you did, brother, because we wouldn't be able to experience the beauty that you're putting out because of it. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you were given that typewriter and that opportunity, and that serendipity brought you to somebody to reflect and reverberate that signal and make it back to us, back to us, back
and
to
with
us,
that,
back
to brother, us, back to us, back do you have any more raw relics up your sleeve?
Yeah, I have this I have this one that I made for my sister, Amy, that I would like to read. This also was something I made at the coast, the Oregon coast. Because free feeling, the ocean is the sound after all the noise, consumes the sound of thought, sunset, pink, mimosa, sherbet, golden stalks, some green blades, wave and bounce like fingers, incessant, soft cotton waves at the edge of the Pacific time.
Ties in to the wave sound that you've been playing. I'm sure it'll tie into the beautiful story being told for our listeners. Thank you. If you want to, man, just go ahead and read another one and take us through that journey. Riding those waves. Ancient waves.
Here goes. The sun is a burning wick that never dies. A perpetual torch my eyes see from the porch of my mind. It reminds me with the phenomenon we call sunrise that there is a constant light on for me that can always rise again, like right now, from the other side of my own secretive planet embedded deep within my crust. An unharvested star.
Beautiful, brother. I love the cadence in that one. I like that part. Like right now.
And Rob, the whole purpose of this little storytelling podcast is to get these people's expressions out, and again, not to just reiterate, but your poetry is very tender to the self, and your raw relics, they give a lot, and I thank you for sharing them with me on this episode of Raw Relics Review. And it's been a blessing to have experienced your poetry in my life and to be able to help share with others, even if in only a small way. And with that, I would like to ask you if maybe you could give us a verbal Polaroid, so to speak, one of your oracle cards, one of your specialties, brother.
Yeah, but it's funny. I work best through writing, so if you don't mind me taking a moment then to write it down in the moment and then read it, that would work best for me.
Please take your time. The listen for the scribe. I'm in the basement in a single chair in the corner. I find comfort there, especially knowing that you're writing about the moment we both together are owning.
Okay, I'm finished.
Lay it on me, brother. Lay it on me.
This one is for Raw Relics. In the basement, in a single chair, we seem to share. Me beneath you in the position of states. A soft, distant wailing, muffled by a recorded ocean tide, fades out into the silence, a new moment.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for creating that for us. And with that beauty, I'm going to lead us off into the abyss. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Raw Relics Review.
Beautiful, brother. Thanks for giving me this great opportunity and for saying all those beautiful words about me and giving me a chance to express myself.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and click that link in the description and leave us a message for the next show. If you really enjoyed the show, click that other link and think about supporting us. Either way, stick around. Next episode is Transmission Earth on Profound Whatever Podcast Network.
Transmission Earth engaged. You are now receiving broadcasts from the human culture for a better world.